Okay, so I don't have to scream. Okay. So you mentioned comfortable, not comfortable, I would say. So we're just going to kind of, we're not doing a sermon, not preaching, just having a conversation, kind of explaining kind of where we're at and where we're moving and just sharing just the love of God for us and for everyone in this room. So first, I got to start off with a little bit of humor. I want to say that I'm very thankful that you guys asked me to be up here for Youth Sunday. So, and then somebody threw the young adult word out. So my guess is that some of you don't want to move into that old adult stage. So
I was thinking when David started praying for old people, I thought he was praying for me.
Yeah, you know, that or we are true. Our looks are getting better with age. So no, it is an honor to just sit up here and share what the Spirit's been working with us on and what He's put on our hearts. So we're just going to kind of bounce back and forth. Evelyn will probably speak up and talk a little. So we'll just start with a little prayer. Lord, we just thank You again for this body, the people that are sitting inside the four walls at this time. We just open up our hearts and our ears to hear the Spirit and to listen to Your words. And Lord, we're just so thankful for the shaking up that continues to happen. And Lord, we know that if we're shaking things inside this church building, we're going to go out there and shake it as well. And Lord, we're just so thankful for the movement that is happening. There are so many things that just continue to get deeper in the Spirit and in Your love for us. So again, we just, Bree and I, open our ears to hear what You have to share today, and we know that we'll do You justice. We're just so thankful for Your love for us. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. So the theme, I guess, of our talk today is just how faithful God is to us. I mean, He's faithful through everything, even when we don't see it. I mean, we walk through those times that we're wondering if He's listening or if we're going to get through it. And at the end of it, I mean, He's already got the beginning to the end figured out. And we're just here living it and hoping to do our best for Him. And He's always faithful. So I'm going to get into a little bit about our story. So we'll go way back. So Bree, she grew up Lutheran Church. We're going way back. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody's been to the Lutheran Church. I mean, she went through the steps growing up and had a foundation, and I would say you guys probably went every Sunday. Me, I kind of grew up in a non-denominational church. It was church when we had time kind of thing. Dad worked a lot growing up, so Sundays seemed to be the day that we caught up on the farming and all that. So, I mean, we've got a little bit of background. However, I think we were both, when we got married almost 8 years ago, we were both kind of starving for more, trying to figure out where we wanted to lead our walk with Jesus. And this crazy, random, weird guy called me up one day, Mr. Gabe Pranger. And at that point, I mean, I would consider Gabe an acquaintance of mine. I rented a house from Nick and Gabe just out of college. I think they put the last residential furnace in my mom and dad's house for Pranger Enterprise before they kind of went to the commercial side of things. So it's always kind of been interconnected, the Prangers and Orwigs.
They were at our wedding.
Yeah, they were at our wedding. They showed up.
So, they were invited.
Yeah, there was food, yes. And we had a short list, so you should feel privileged that you made it. But no, he called me up and said that the Lord had put me and Bree on his heart, and he just wanted to talk to us. So I didn't really put much thought into it, and I know our schedules didn't line up for, 3 months? And then finally one day he showed up at the house after I think he got done pretending to be Michael Jordan playing basketball, and walked in and sat down at our kitchen table. And at that time, Bree had a chalkboard up on the wall, and Gabe's first thing to us was, "I'm not really sure about this. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable, but do you guys know why I'm here?" And I looked up and I seen we had a whole bunch of stuff on there, or what we were doing in life, what we were looking forward to. And first thing I seen was straw, I think. And I'm like, "I don't know, you here for the straw business? You gonna help me grow it or what?" And right beside that, it had said, what was the?
Give thanks to the Lord.
And he goes, that right there is why I'm here. And from that point, he kind of opened it up to us of, I mean, he didn't push it down our throats, but just said that he was there for us. He didn't really know what the Lord was trying to get at. But we did start a Bible study with Gabe and Mindy. And through that, I would like to show our thankfulness to them too, for being obedient to Christ and starting our journey. Because shortly after that, about a year later, we moved into a very hard time in our lives, had some hard moments. And through Gabe and Mindy's Bible study, it really opened our eyes to how good God is through everything. If we wanted to have dug into that, I'm not sure where, at least where my head would have went walking through that. But I would say in that 9 months that we, well, I guess it wasn't quite 9 months. It was 5 years ago today, or this week, we found out the bad news. And from that point to December, I mean, it was probably the closest we've been together, as well as to the Lord. And a lot, just an amazing outpouring of friends and family and things that helped us get through that. So besides them, obviously we've got some other close friends that we would consider in our tight-knit, and we've got a awesome body sitting here cheering us along the way. We're part of a lot of different groups and things. I mean, and it's amazing how that one little conversation that Gabe felt on his heart opened up that door to us to walk that path with Jesus and with all the individuals that are walking their day with Jesus. And it, the faithfulness. So I kind of thought about this yesterday a little bit. Like, just the fact that God was thinking about Bree and I before we had any clue that we needed thought about. I mean, at that point, we were, a year in? Not quite a year into marriage. Everything was going, I would say, pretty smooth. And we had no clue that we were about to walk through some hard things, and we needed the Lord involved in that. So that kind of opens up into more of the community aspect that we're kind of moving into now, and what's on our hearts. And I know Bree's got a lot to share about community and where she's really been getting hit hard and feeling. And you want me to take her? You go. So you can have at it, yeah.
So,
another thing, side note, we took a lot of notes. And then this morning, before we came in, Bree actually said we were just going to toss them back there, and I didn't know if I could handle it. So
tossing my part back there.
Yes. So, yes, her part, I guess, got tossed back there. So,
I guess to build off kind of what you were talking about with our testimony and our sharing, I've had a conversation with this congregation about 30 times this week in my house, so I'm believing you all heard it in the spirit. But last night, I woke up in the middle of the night, and the Lord just told me to surrender it. Just surrender all of what I'm learning, that I want to portray, and just give it to Him and just rest. He said, go back to sleep and just rest. So that's what I did. I went back to sleep, and that's when I woke up and I said, okay, I'm surrendering the notes. I'm laying them down, because I've learned from my healing process of this journey that we've been on. I didn't realize I was still healing. And then you add more kids and you realize there's still parts that you are healing from, a hard season, is that I needed to surrender a lot of things in my life, because out of some hurt, I was expecting perfection out of myself, which was then hindering moving in the Holy Spirit. So that was my surrendering part.
And with that, so we're I would like to say that we're being real up here. So we don't have everything figured out, and we are so far from it.
We
are continuing the journey. I mean, it's every day there's new things. I mean, I've got a lot of trauma that I've buried deep, and like I'm working through that. I'm starting to recognize it. I'm starting to talk about it with men's group. I'm starting to share it with Bree, the whole vulnerability thing, especially on the men's aspect, I think is lacking in the world right now. And I'm just like, I same deal. Like if we can just surrender it, it just, everything comes so much easier. So
with that, there was a part of sharing our story today, and when I link it also to a community, I prayed a couple weeks ago when we were having quiet time, I prayed over there, and I was just praying out of a heart of gratitude towards being around people that are saying, Holy Spirit, lead us. Holy Spirit, have your way. And just, we're raising babies, the promises, like we're in the promise of what we prayed for in a waiting season for so long. And that waiting season seems like a blink of an eye now when you have two babies. But in that time, it was hard. And we sang Promise Keeper over and over again, I remember, during that season. And I'm just so thankful to be raising babies in an environment that's saying, yes, Lord, have your way, in a body in the church around us. And so I've been reading some things about community, and not really on purpose, and some things that I did write down some quotes, because I knew I wasn't going to remember that. So I wrote down some things just that stuck out to me that I'm going to read real quick. And one was like, we weren't just built for community. We were built because of community. Woven into the fiber of our souls is a pattern of experiencing intimate relationships with God and then expressing that love in our families and communities and churches. And we were created for connection. And when we are close-knit within our community, we are at our best, flourishing and full of life. And I think us just sharing our story today, I think sharing stories is just a beautiful part of the body. Knowing, showing you like where we're at now, some of our testimony. And just when we share with each other, when we're vulnerable with each other, there's so much growth in that. I'm thankful for community that is switching things up a little bit, having dinner next week. And another book that I said that if you go back in history, people planned and cooked and danced and sang around fires together. And community is made in the weaving within our lives in the here and now. So we're all here today, right now. And we're just living together, simply saying yes to the Father.
With the community aspect, and we kind of hit on this week, the importance of solitude as well. And I would say it all started with our journey, with the solitude of Gabe and God. I mean, he was obedient, and by doing that and being committed to it and not giving up or not blowing it in the...
Honestly, in full disclosure, God was wearing me out. And I seriously went over their house and said, I have to tell you that God's trying to get your attention because I just got to get this off of my chest. I can't keep dealing with this. Like, I didn't even know him or even care that much about him, frankly.
Still somewhat there.
The point is that we just kept coming. I just could not get it out of my head. I just would not leave. And so I was going there, honestly, to get rid of it. Like, I was saying, I got to meet you so I can tell you what God wants to tell you, because I can't keep doing this. It was that strong.
Yeah. And I think that good rhythm of the solitude, you and the Father, and the community. I mean, how many times in the Bible does it talk about God being in the town and healing people and Jesus healing people and preaching, and then all of a sudden he disappears and goes to the mountain and just sits him and the Father. So I think we've got a very good balance.
I feel like we're having conversations of both. Today we're talking about community. The last 2 weeks we've been talking about prayer and solitude and listening and the quietness. And I guess my encouragement is, yes, like our story, if you look at our children, demonstrates the faithfulness of God. So that's just a walking testimony. And also to just share our stories with each other. If that looks like individually, maybe we'll start. Everyone can take a turn up here. I don't know if I can say that, but here we go. Everyone can take a turn and just share part of their story if you feel led to. And that's how we kind of want to end. I don't know if you're ready to end yet, but we're moving
yet.
Towards that.
We got time. So with that sharing stories, like the call to worship, I mean, the verse that you read about all the different gifts, I mean, we've all got the different pieces of the puzzle, and God's got that masterpiece already laid out. And in order for us to get there, it's everything's got to come together. And if you're not sharing your testimonies and your journeys and your hardships
and it might look different.
The good, the bad, the ugly, I mean, all of it. It's all put together in the end, and it's been really strong on my heart, the community aspect of it, because I feel, again, and I think I talked about this a few weeks ago, being in the profession that I'm in, I get out and I see a lot of the community, a lot of different sides of things than most people see. And those people are children of God as well. And it somewhat breaks my heart that I myself don't always make a point to go chat with those people of a different class or just whatever the situation is. I mean, we're all children. Like, we should be jumping right in and go ahead.
What do you do? I just don't know.
So with the fire department. So volunteer here in Corona and then full-time in Auburn.
Yeah.
So, and it just, it opens my eyes that I might have that peace for them, and I shouldn't have to be called on an emergency to go give it to them. I mean, if I felt led during the week, I want to just do community every day, that it's just an easy thing to just pass off. And I don't know. And obviously, those of you that were at the park and hearing the things that have come of that, like, it's moving. Like, things are shaking up and people are loving it. People that I don't think felt comfortable going to the park or felt comfortable maybe going door to door talking to folks. I mean, things are moving, and I think we're on the right path, and we just need to continue with it.
Firefighting got you into community or community got you into firefighting. I'm not looking for an answer. But there's a passion for the community on both of you guys. And that, I'm appreciative that got on me. Like, when there was others also, but when you said, hey, let's do this, like, you're my confidence to go do that thing that I'm not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable in a spot, in a meeting or a boardroom, but I'm not comfortable at the park. But when you're alongside me at the park, so it goes back to that body just working together.
And by you being committed to doing that, I feel that the Lord passed some things through you to those individuals that you talked with. And I just think that it's amazing. I don't have words for it, really. It's just cool how it's all working. So, what you got?
The blessing part, and there you go. part of me just felt when I was thinking about this time is that, are you kind of ready to end?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably move start slowly to the blessing. I just felt like, personally, I have gone through a growth of, during a waiting season, a hard season, my mind was so focused on what I was longing for. And I'm moving into a new place of, I don't have to be longing for anything. I can just be present in His love. And it's been an interesting thing to navigate because I don't know what to do with myself. In just getting prayed over, it's like, what do I ask for prayer? Because I don't really need anything crazy, but like I did make dinner three nights this week, and that's a big accomplishment right now. Like, and it reminds me like all the highlights and all the testimonies from little to big are so important. And I just really felt too, as we are looking inwardly to the Holy Spirit, and as we are coming together as this body, as a village, and as then we are spreading out into the bigger community, is to make sure that we are continuously to praying over each other right here and right now, praying over these people that we're seeing weekly and not neglecting that. Not that we are, I'm not saying that, but I just felt that I wanted to have them sing the blessing and just over the congregation, or if you want prayer of your family, just individual families, put your hand up and I'm sure we'll flow in that. We'll pray and we'll just pray blessings, because I mean, we all have weeks ahead of us and we all have our highs and our lows, and I just want, as they sing this song, is just fully receive it as what they're saying. Receive it deeply into your spirit and just know that we're standing with you as they talk in the song, like God is for you. But we also remember that your community around is for you. And we're here to support in the weeping. We're here to celebrate in the rejoice in the good. And later today, we're celebrating Leah and a little baby. Like, we're here to just celebrate, but also we're here to support for all the goodness of God. So
we all need each other. So
how we are standing here today.
Nope. So that's all we've got. So I mean, if anybody wants to be dismissed, you're more than welcome to go.
Or if anybody wants to share a testimony,
yeah,
give space for that. If anybody does.
Yeah. Before we start the blessing song, if anybody wants to share their testimony of where they're at and their journey and maybe just something small and good that happened this last week, or something up and coming that you're looking for prayer on, or and silence is okay.
Not
so
to forget what Jim said. He wanted to pray for Gabe.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
I think Jim would be good to pray for you.
I just don't want to. So now you guys will ask me next week by Pastor Phil.
No one asked Gabe what happened, okay?
Got the favor of God on your side.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to lead in prayer?
No.
So, Lord, we're just thankful for your faithfulness. And, Lord, we're thankful that silence is okay. We want to slow down the hurry. It's in this life, this Western culture, the fast pace movement. Just help us slow down and rest in your word, with the Spirit moving us. We're thankful for this church inside the four walls, the folks that are sitting here today, and the relationships that we all have together. We're just thankful that we're here for each other and for you, Lord. We just pray blessings over every individual in this room and those that couldn't make it today. We just pray over their week, that they keep their hearts centered on you, Lord. That they know that they have your favor at all times. And even in those moments that we don't know what's coming up next or how to handle a situation, we're just thankful that we know that you've already got the answer. We're just thankful for the journey that you've taken us on and that we're going to move into. And we just ask to be obedient and to hear your words. And we just pray over the blessings for the community and all those individuals that we feel led to invite next week to Nick's house. We're just so thankful that we're going to get to just sit there and just be right there in that moment. Just be with you, Lord. We just thank you for this opportunity to get up here and share our story. Thank you to everyone in this room. It's in your son's beautiful name that we pray and just speak the blessings over everyone.